This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, I'm going to air excerpts of the Attorney General's amazing interview with Laura Ingraham. Thank God somebody is upset about the open world government, mark of the beast, and tribal microchip and planning going on. And I am going to get serious. I've been serious. I've been venting here because my energy levels is off the charts right now. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are all that standard. I'm just like white hot right now, man. I mean, I'm just like ready for war. I mean, it's just, I've never felt like this. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, because we're in it, man. I mean, this is spiritual, total takeover, mark of the beast, all being announced. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, I've been freaking out on air because this is a normal response. I'm not going to just sit up here and calmly, like everybody else does, just cover this and just like, oh, yeah, you know. No! Here's part of the report, the full reports in the John Bound section of Bandai video. It's China controls the World Health Organization. Then I'm going to come back because I do need to create a good, clean record of this. We'll get to just how bad the situation is and how we fight it when we come back.
Our own anti-American media has been praising China for its efforts toward the coronavirus debacle, but that's nothing new. Adolf Hitler was Time's Man of the Year in 1938, as was Joseph Stalin in 1939. The Chinese government's dominance of propaganda is as slick as it is nearly invisible.
This old iconic landmark is getting a new facelift, a bit of cosmetic surgery.
It's about to get a new name, all new upgrades and technologies, and an all-new lease on life as we partner with one of China's most formidable consumer product companies, VCO.
China is fast overtaking the U.S. as the biggest movie marketplace on Earth, and Wanda's acquisition is the biggest move yet by a Chinese company into the U.S. entertainment industry.
Now, the United States is by far the world's top funder of the World Health Organization. We give the organization about $58 million every year. That's double what any other country donates for some reason. But for the organization's leaders, there's only one country that matters, and it's not us, it's China.
And as the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative plows a path for the globalist fever dream of a Chinese century, the pawns of the powerful have looked to the World Health Organization for professional, unwavering guidance throughout the coronavirus hysteria. Many completely unaware of how locked in with China these organizations are.
Would the WHO consider Taiwan's membership? Hello?
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
No, that's okay. Let's move to another one then.
Right.
Honestly, they've got out of their way to say, oh, nothing to see here, and then praise China, and they're pretending the connection doesn't work.
Number one, we know that the WHO is a completely useless and corrupt body that has been completely taken over by Chinese Communist Party propagandists.
As the Federalist reported, China worked tirelessly behind the scenes in lobbying to ensure the election of World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus, who previously served in the government of the Marxist and violently repressive Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. This gruesome movement was responsible for gross human rights abuses such as torture, repression, and electoral fraud. During his tenure as health minister, Tedros was most known to have covered up three cholera outbreaks.
As the health minister, he decided to call it mere acute watery diarrhea, and people were like, diarrhea? How can it be diarrhea when about 60,000 people were affected in 2006? And not only that, he instructed his staff to avoid using the word cholera in their reports.
So why did China push so hard for Tedros? Tedros's tenure is merely a part of a broader Chinese Communist Party strategy to take over international organizations to reshape the international system to accommodate its political and economic interests. In service of this strategy, China has consistently sought to trade financial incentives for votes, offering bribes and canceling debt for countries that support them. All of of this noted by assistant to U.S. President Peter Navarro that the CCP has a broad strategy to gain control over 15 specialized agencies of the U.N. China already leads 4 of the U.N. specialized agencies, while no other country leads more than one. Their latest victims include a whistleblower, Wuhan doctor Ai Fen, who is believed to have been detained after giving media interviews about her initial concerns over the coronavirus. Also a Chinese doctor who claimed he quietly warned of the coronavirus outbreak. Li Wenling had shared...
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles. It'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Certificate to show who has recovered or been tested recently, or when we have a vaccine, who has people who've received it. That's his answer on Reddit, Ask Me Anything. They had a little forum.
I'd be a little concerned about that and the tracking of people and so forth, generally, especially going forward over a long period of time.
They're inalienable rights. There's a lot of Americans today who are mourning those who've lost their lives in this horrible virus, who also say the government doesn't have this right to take our rights away, even when the experts are saying this is a horrible time for us health-wise. And they're very worried, increasingly worried, I think, as time goes on. But they've been very patient as well.
Yeah, I think they have been patient, and I think we have to be very careful to make sure this is, that the draconian measures that are being adopted are fully justified, and they're not alternative ways of protecting people. And I think, when this period of time is at the end of April expires, I think we have to allow people to adapt more than we have.
Saying the rule of law still applies during a pandemic, but the rule of law, our inalienable rights, the law of the land, it all still exists, and we don't want to set a precedent where every time experts declare a crisis, and it's scary, and a lot of people are going to die, that we just lose our ability to function as a government and the executive branch. I know you're the executive branch now, but where we don't have that whole of government real approach to safeguard the liberties of the American people.
Well, one of the things that I think the president has done very well here is to use the strength of a federal system where certain decisions should be made in Washington, perhaps, but also allowing each state to adapt to the situation that confronts it and make their own choices. And that's a form of protecting liberty. The federal system is a form of protecting liberty, to have the government closest to the people make those decisions. So I think we do have that protection. You're right in the general sense that there is a power for the government to take extraordinary steps in genuine emergencies. That obviously creates a slippery slope. What do you call an emergency? And I am concerned that we not get into the business of declaring everything an emergency and then using these kinds of sweeping extraordinary steps.
Oh, this isn't a slippery slope. We've fallen off a slippery slope and into a vat of tyranny. The good news is, if you go to Bill Gates' Instagram or his Facebook or his Twitter, no one, and I've spent during the breaks a lot of time reading hundreds of these, no one likes him. They say, you're a eugenicist, your dad ran Planned Parenthood, you say you want to kill the old people, now you care, you're behind the vaccine, you're behind it all, you piece of garbage, we're going to get you. us up a rope, you chicken neck Nazi. And again, what would a Nazi do? He'd stir up everybody racially to hate each other. He'd have the leftist media persecute whites for no reason. So we would say, okay, we're against the brown people. Now, that doesn't mean you're like a leftist and then do whatever the globalists say because they represent the brown people and just open the borders up and let everybody have free stuff and go bankrupt. No, but you understand the manipulation. And it came out in the WikiLeaks, Hillary talking to the head psychiatrist of a university. And they say, we're losing control. All we can do now is culture war. And Hillary's assistant goes, well, she wants to talk to you today about how we expand that culture war. Culture war is the code word for race war. We have the Soros documents on how they tried to cause a race war with Obama and the Trayvon Martin stuff. And they picked cases where cops killed people pulling guns on them so that it would look to white people like it was black people being unreasonable when there are obviously cases of black folks being screwed over. This is all psych warfare, folks. And it's not like you can look at it and see what they're doing. We keep getting the documents because good people on the inside leak them. One Antifa professor went to jail on one case for family violence, beat his wife up, and the brother went into his place, got his stuff. They were throwing his stuff out, and it's just like command orders from Alexander Soros, and the police departments were working with him in blue cities, and they even had police beat up a black dude so they could film it. And then, I mean, it's just, I can't handle it anymore. The level, because, you know, Jesse Smollett just claims white dudes are attacking him in the middle of the night and makes up all this stuff. The Soros people do it for real, folks. You know, I want to go through all these clips, but we've reached Twilight Zone level here, haven't we? We're in the year 2020. They're freaking out about Bill Gates wanting you to have a digital ID to travel, but that's not what he's saying. It's 100 times worse. Let me show you the articles from Bill Gates' statements. Yeah, there's Fox News. Eventually, we'll have some digital certificates to show who has recovered or tested recently or when we have a vaccine has received it. What is England? What has Italy? What is Australia? What has China? And what has Texas? The governor got sucked into it. I think the governor's a good guy from what I know. But him going, oh, yeah, you'll have to have antibodies before you go back to work. That means a vaccine or that you had it. And again, it's a weaponized common cold. It does kill a lot of people. But I'm going to play you next segment. The former head Rockefeller scientist. I mean, I looked him up. I mean, this guy's, I haven't read his name before. This guy's like in the top 10 virologists in the world. But just hands down, he's king daddy. Okay. And he says, actually, locking everybody up like this creates mutations and things that are more deadly. And you want to get a bad virus out as much as possible because it always mutates off. But that's what my dad was always telling me. But, you know, it's my dad. He's a chemist. He's a doctor, stuff like that. But, okay, Dad, yeah, I know you've read the literature. But it's really true, folks. And so we're going to get into that as well. This is the worst scenario. Them locking everybody down like this, now that we get more science on it, is going to make this thing continue on next year, which they're now saying. This is the new normal. Cuomo is in AP saying it's never ending. He says this is it's never ending. Of course, they get all this power. Politicians, corrupt governments, corrupt corporations, of course, they are having a orgasm. You got that clip. But here it is. Bill Gates calls for digital certificate to identify who receives COVID-19. And there's all these videos and all these statements. It's exactly what we broke a month ago, or 3.5 weeks ago with David Knight. Bill Gates, MIT, developed new ID tattoo for checking for vaccines. And really, that's just the cover story. It's a thing to track everything you do. Here's the company, MIT, an invisible quantum dot tattoo. Oh, they don't call it a chip or mark. It's a quantum dot. Well, then it's got to be good. I mean, if it's a quantum dot, instead of calling it a 357 Magnum, you know, walk up with your 357 Magnum. This is not a 357 Magnum. This is a quantum launch carrier system. And I'm going to put into you a transformative beacon. And they shoot you in the 357 Magnum and blow your brains out. But it's okay because it's a quantum level beacon. Or a hatchet. Or here, just a knife. Where'd my knife go? You know, you just walk in, well, this isn't a knife, it's a love stick. Liberal, 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 liberal. See how that works? And you read this, and it's like, oh, here it is. For people overseeing nationwide vaccination initiatives in developing countries, it's always developing countries, keeping track of who and which vaccination and when has been the tough task. That's why they started last year, remember, in Austin and Florida, microchipping homeless. They're beta testing. Who was doing it? The UN. But researchers from MIT might have a solution. They always act like, oh, they might have it. You don't just get it. You have to beg for it. They've created an ink that can safely embed the skin alongside a vaccine itself. And it's only visible using special smartphone camera app and filter. In other words, they found a covert way to embed the record of a vaccination directly in the patient's skin rather than documented electronic on paper. And the low-risk tracking system, what's low risk? Oh, wow, great, good. Could greatly simplify the process of maintaining accurate vaccine records. And it goes on letting you have your digital passport. So your medical mark of the beast is ready, and Bill Gates, who says he wants to kill everybody, runs it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise.
I'm about to show you incredible information that could save hundreds of millions of people in the next few years, literally. But you're not going to see the mainstream media drama queen about all of this. I have all the articles right here, where even the UN admits that this lockdown has put 500 million people on the edge of starvation, with 100+ million people that have died just in the last 20 years from starvation. So I'm going to say that again. You're not going to have CNN cameras. You're not going to have a big hype. You'll have some UNICEF giving, saying, give the UN money. We'll feed Africans, when they're the ones cut the food off. Or people in the Middle East and other areas, but it's the Africans that are getting the main brunt of this. And if you've been taught there's too many people, and you're like, great, you go over there and you personally shoot those little black kids in the head yourself. I'm sick of all these chicken-neck leftists presiding over this, and you know damn well what you're doing. You think the globalists are going to kill all these black people, and they're not going to kill your dumb ass? They're just going to shoot you up with a vaccine gives you cancer, you dumb idiot. And I'm talking to people that go along with the system. And by the way, that's why the World Health Organization is full of a bunch of black Africans that lead their people right into the slaughter, like the head of the World Health Organization. What a communist monster. What a boot-licking scumbag of the Chi-Coms. These are all Hitlers, man. Modern day, right in front of you. But if Hitler was black, see, oh, the black people are perfect. I mean, there's no way this black man's hurting black people. He talks all day about fighting racism. One loving starvation at a time. So here's a little compilation of Trump last month talking about you cut the economy off, it'll cause mass death, and I'm going to show you what's currently happening.
We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country. Our country is not supposed to be, you know, it's not built to shut down. Our people are full of vim and vigor and energy. They don't want to be locked into a house or an apartment or some space. It's not for our country. We're not built that way. And I said, you know, I don't want the cure to be worse than the problem itself. The problem being obviously the problem. And, you know, you can destroy a country this way by closing it down, where it literally goes from being the most prosperous. I mean, we had the best economy in the history of our country 3 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, we're supposed to shut it down. And then we're supposed to pay people not to go to work. We never had that. We used to pay people to go to work. You have tremendous responsibility. We have jobs. We have people get tremendous anxiety and depression. And you have suicides over things like this when you have terrible economies. You have death definitely would be in far greater numbers than the numbers that we're talking about with regard to the virus. So we have an obligation obligation. We have a double obligation. This was a medical problem. We are not going to let it turn into a long-lasting financial problem. Started out as a purely medical problem, and it's not going to go beyond that. We're just not going to allow that to happen. This could be a much bigger problem. This could create a much bigger problem than the problem that you start off with. Now, other nations are going to have to do what they're going to do, but they'll probably do something very similar. But in our case, much more so than anyone else, because of the magnitude of our economy, the tremendous size of what we've built and what we have and the jobs involved, you know, you have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death, probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
So there's Trump in the last month predicting everything, and here is now today. Associated Press, 500 million more people face poverty due to virus, and of this lowest 10% of people on the planet, almost 1 billion people, 800 plus million, most of them live at a subsistence level spending the vast majority of their money on food. Many of them make less than a dollar a day, and it goes on to say that there'll probably be several million extra people starved to death. But that's okay. Here, let's look who's going to be starving to death here. It's okay. We can't have a 90-year-old person test positive for COVID-19 and dies of cancer because they admit they put every death in there. She's got to die because millions, they say about 2 million, will probably die. You look it up. Got the articles right here. But what's 2 million children? I mean, come on. It's fun to wear the mask and get scared and, you know, social distance and everything. I understand. Good. Hey, just be at least send troops to shoot her in the head then. I mean, don't make her starve to death and have vultures eat her. I mean, you know, drones goals for killing black babies. No, that's the left. I'm being sarcastic. How the CDC and the FDA wrecked the economy. Big article right there from Reason. Yeah, I mean, you mean Bill Gates and the globalists that run China. They did this as economic war. Bill Gates, again, calling for your digital certificate and your digital vaccine. With the vaccine, you get nanochips put in you just so you're allowed to travel. Isn't that just incredibly special? And then, where's my statistics? I had them here. It's reported by the UN that 191 million people, here it is. That's one statistic. Here's another. Since 1989, according to the UN, it's probably 189 million people since 1990, that's 30 years, died of starvation. 7 million during the Great Depression in the U.S. But see, they don't count because they weren't all chic wearing the mask. So there they are right there, folks. There they are right there. 189 million. Let's put up the map if we can. How many have died worldwide from COVID-19, which the CDC admits and BRICS admits they count every death from cancer, heart attacks, car wreck. If you test positive COVID, COVID did it. So that's way exaggerated. It's the total takeover. It's here. The microchips, everything. That doesn't mean you shouldn't, because of flu viruses, cold viruses, everything else, boost your overall defenses. And long before this ever happened, I was saying get vitamin D3, our winter sun, back in stock, 50% off. I was saying for a better life, better exuberance, energy, stamina, libido, clean iodine. We've got the best. X3 still in stock. X2 sold out. X3 selling out quickly. 60% off despite the fact we're selling out of it. Total deaths worldwide, 91,783. Total death starvation a year increase. It's over 10 million a year. Well over 10, it's like 50 million a year. Extra 2 million, they're saying, from this. The economy shut down. Well, that's 2 million starving to death in Africa and in the Middle East and areas of Asia and areas of Latin America. Don't worry about them. Because that's what this is. Cut off the world economy, starve all those brown people to death. But it doesn't matter if Tim Cook owns slave factories, he's gay. And that's all that matters. Tim Cook is gay. Tim Cook is God.
LPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Azithromycin and zinc. They say zinc. You should add zinc. Now, it's all has to be recommended by doctors, physicians, but they say zinc. I want to throw that out there because that's where they seem to be having the best result. So you add the zinc and the azithromycin. And it's been, we've had a lot of good stories, and we have...
All right, we want to cut in here. There's two things the president has said in the last 15 minutes that we think is worth trying to explain or fact check here. One was on a medical recommendation that the president was making about the use of zinc. And if you were confused, that's why we have Dr. Gupta here, hopefully to at least clear up that confusion. This obviously, it's a continuing with the president's belief on using this one therapeutic. Dr. Gupta, explain what your best you could understand what the president was talking about when it came to zinc.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to see you. I don't know.
Let's stop right there. Let's go to the next clip. I don't know. Everybody knows, and if you go to the NIH and type in zinc, it says essential for cellular activity, essential for immunity, essential for protecting cells from viruses. And then he goes on to say zinc deficiency is one of the leading causes of viral infection, illness, and death. Go read it! But they are literally making it a leftist sacrament now. Because I'll give it to liberals. Liberals I knew 30 years ago, 20 years ago. They were the ones at Whole Foods before, you know, Bezos owned it, that were like, I mean, I remember like, a former Olympic swimmer that I used to see down at Barton Springs when I swam like a mile. This guy was swimming like 3 miles, like a rocket ship at like 70. And he had big jugs when I was in college of water, but it was like orange. And I said, what is it? He goes, it's iodine. It's a secret of everything. And I mean, I was like, you're freaking limp. I should have listened to him. I looked like he was like a 25 Phelps or something at 70 years old. Must have moved or something. I, you know, I didn't see him after that. It was decades later that Dr. Group's like, iodine's the answer to everything. Then I looked it up, and it was true. 2+ billion people have mental disabilities. The UN says, if you listen to them, and from lack of iodine. But here they are, and we're going to our guest who wanted to come on about this. That's why I'm playing this now. Who's a doctor, inventor, by the way, of email, on record. Because Trump would leave this out the last month, but the French studies and the U.S. studies and all these medical doctors were saying hydro systems of the chloroquine is the gun. The zinc is the bullet. And if a gun doesn't have bullets, it's as worthless as tits on a boar, as we say here in Texas. And so now the president finally comes out and says this after all these medical doctors are everywhere saying that they're treating people with 100% recovery. And the media attacks him because they don't want you having hope. It's Bill Gates and his microchip and all of it. Here's ABC News LA. Because local news still isn't totally controlled. They get the propaganda they repeat, but they have their own little segments. And, hey, we know this medical doctor. He's got a big practice. He comes on all the time. We respect him. Doctor, what's working for you? 100% recovery, zinc with hydroxychloroquine. But if you take hydroxychloroquine by itself, it can kill you. And the doctors explain, because you don't have zinc and it causes a chemical imbalance, you've got to have the zinc. But zinc by itself as a preventative, once you've got it, yeah, you're in trouble, but it's the preventative. And that's what they're saying. They literally have had attorney generals contact us over this. They've literally had George Soros come after us saying, stop it. How am I supposed to not tell people this? And now they're saying medical doctors can't tell you. Now they're saying the president can't tell you. We're going to go to Dr. Shiva Iduray, one of our favorite guests here in a moment. We'll do a little bit the next hour before our next guest takes over. Got a big raft of big guests. But here's that clip off ABC News they don't want you to see.
Okay, real quick, we have a little bit of time left. I do want to ask you about hydroxychloroquine. The president was pushing it pretty strong again yesterday. You said you have prescribed this. I want to talk to you about the effects you're seeing and what it might do for people who take it normally outside of coronavirus and a possible shortage of medicine for them.
Exactly. What we're finding clinically with our patients is that it really only works in conjunction with zinc. So the hydroxychloroquine opens a zinc channel, zinc goes into the cell, it then blocks the replication of the cellular machinery. So it has to be used in conjunction with zinc. We are seeing some clinical responses in that regard. There are people that take it regularly for other disease processes. We have to be cautious and mindful that we don't prescribe it for patients who have COVID that are well. It really should be reserved for people that are really sick in the hospital or at home very sick that need that medication. Otherwise, we're going to blow through our supply for the patients that take it regularly for other disease processes.
But what you're saying is you're prescribing it and it is working for COVID-19 patients.
Every patient I prescribed it to has been very, very ill, and within 8 to 12 hours, they were basically symptom-free. And so, clinically, wow. I am seeing a resolution that mirrors what we saw in the French study and some of the other studies.
And that's
worldwide.
Exactly what I've said, and Trump has said, and I was banned off Google app for it. Why would these people try to block that? Dr. Shiva Iyer-Ray, thanks for joining us. I know you've been at the tip of the spear exposing this. We'll get it out and protect ourselves, but why is Big Pharma trying to block this? I mean, they're really showing themselves to be villains, telling the president, don't tell people about zinc. What do you think is happening, doctor?
Well, look, Alex, you know, about 2 weeks ago on March 23rd, I wrote a letter to the president, which really laid out a methodology for really addressing this without completely destroying the economy. I said we need to balance immune health with economic health. And that came out, Alex, because a very senior person around the administration contacted me out of nowhere. And he said, look, we as economists are being told to backfill in economic policy with health policy leading it. And I said, look, Fauci is practicing fake science. The science that Anthony Fauci is using is based on a very, very archaic model of the immune system. And the fundamental analysis here, Alex, is 4 months ago, I gave a talk at the National Science Foundation. I gave a distinguished lecture. And I laid out a much more robust view of the immune system, which includes, you know, the microbiome, the virome, the innate, the adaptive, the interferon, a much more complex system. And what I shared was, at the fundamental level, it's not the virus or these bacteria, these pathogens that harm us. What actually harms us is an overreactive immune system. It's our own body. When you shut down, you know, you have, let's say, six cylinders, the innate and the adaptive, the macrophages and the T cells. But if those get shut down, for example, by a high sugar diet, the cytokine storm takes over and we attack our own bodies. In the case of Ebola, for example, we start attacking the endothelial cells and you start bleeding out. In the case of this, we attack our own epithelial cells and we fill the lungs with, you know, fluid, and that's what's taking place.
So just like the Spanish flu, it's the autoimmune response.
It's the autoimmune response. And the fundamental thing here, Alex, is think about it. None of these freaking guys are talking about that. Fauci, what is his big establishment goal with his buddies at the Gates Foundation, at the Chan Zuckerberg
vaccines.
Foundation? Vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. And they're teeing this up to fearmonger. So next year this time, all of us, we can't get our driver ID, right? You got to get your driver license. Where's your vaccine card? That's that one trajectory. But no one is talking about some very central things and how do we get both of this working. So in that letter to the president, I said, look, let's take the COVID-19 people and give them high dose vitamin DNA. And we can talk about that. Let's take the people who are critically ill. And by the way, 80 to 90% of the people are critically ill. They put them on these stupid ventilators and they're literally asphyxiating them. They have hypoxia.
And that's why they want more ventilators, because they know we got to, the left wants to kill as many as possible to boost the number.
Yeah, and the hospital administrators make money on that. The hospitals, the people selling this make money. But the fundamental reason is you have a cytokine storm taking place in the lungs. You put these ventilators in, and there's beautiful papers written showing this, that you actually further destroy the lungs. Simple solution.
By the way, you were saying this 2 weeks ago in your letter to the president. I should have had you on then. I know you were on with Owen. Now the doctors are coming out saying, we're killing people with these ventilators. They're having an autoimmune response. Stay there, Dr. Shiva Iyer-Ray, inventor of email. He's on record. He's the inventor of it. Is with us right now, and he owns a medical company, a bunch of stuff he's doing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Can you believe how Twilight Zone this is? AG Barr, very concerned for Bill Gates. Digital vaccine certificates, calls lockdown measures draconian, wants them gone. And then Bill Gates wants you to take a digital ink that's microchips, that's nanotech, to prove you've been vaccinated to buy or sell or travel. That's not coming. That's proposed, folks. Dr. Shiva Adure is our guest. He owns a major medical company, does a lot of research, inventor of the term email, original email protocols, and he's here with us now. You're making great points. You sent a great letter to the president. I want you to get back into that letter and common sense, but the doctors are backing you up, saying this is an autoimmune deal. People like the Spanish flu are having a huge event. What they need is something to calm that down, to kill that. And then meanwhile, the media tries to stop. Oh, doctors, don't give them a drug that stops inflammation. Oh, don't take turmeric. Oh, don't take vitamin D3. Oh, don't take, zinc. Don't do any of this. There's no hope. Wait for the vaccine.
Alex, I think what I want to share with your audience, because, you know, there's a huge reach you have, and I've been sharing this directly. First of all, I think let's go to the first point is that the immune system is not some weakling. You know, we live around, we have about 380 trillion viruses. We have around 60 trillion bacteria within us. We're a walking germ factory, you know, and we have all of this stuff around us. So first of all, people need to get away from this fear mongering, which is what the Faucis and the elites want us to do. So we give away all of our rights. That's the first thing. The other thing we need to understand is, let's start with some very basic principles, that if you are consuming proper amounts of vitamin D and vitamin A, you modulate these extraordinary reactions that take place in your body. One of the things, Alex, that people don't understand with vitamin D3, we get it from the sun, but vitamin D3 is like the gun. And through a series of chemical reactions, your body produces these very powerful chemicals called cathelicidins. Cathelicidins are like bullets that are processed after vitamin D through a process, and those cathelicidins literally blow up and disrupt the membrane of viruses, fungi, parasites, etc., and bacteria. So vitamin C is a massive antimicrobial, in addition to being a powerful hormone. This is something central. So in the letter to the president, I said, first of all, if you take those people who are COVID-19 or people who are immunocompromised, you give them very high dosage, around 400,000 IUs of vitamin A, which I'll come to, and 50,000 IUs of vitamin D. And this is, by the way, well written in the literature. It's not something I'm making up. You know, 80,000 papers written on vitamin D. So vitamin D is an antimicrobial. That's why when the sun comes, that's why all these cultures respect the sun, because it literally blows up, you know, it disrupts the cell membranes of viruses, bacteria, etc.
Yeah, that's why the ancient Germans, as you know, brought evergreens in, because they could live in the winter. They thought it was magic. They knew everybody got sick and died the winter in the caves, but when the sun came out, everybody got well.
Exactly. So the thing is, what you have Fauci and these guys doing is, first of all, they're projected ridiculous numbers of how many were going to die. Now they're cooking the books, throwing everything under COVID-19. They want to say that flattening the curve and social distancing is what was going to solve it in June. It's going to be really vitamin D. The second issue is vitamin A. By the way, what I just shared with you, vitamin D, 99% of MDs, unfortunately, because of their big pharma education, have no idea what cathelicidins are. They don't learn this.
By the way, showed a few months ago the UN report on vaccines. They admitted they don't study nutrition, what vaccines do.
Exactly. They don't study any of that. That's part of the big pharma medical education. They're victims. They're sort of in golden handcuffs. The other thing is vitamin A. Well, what is vitamin A? Just like vitamin D comes from the sun, a natural source, vitamin A, if the thyroid is working right, you have proper iodine and proper iodide, it's working right, we take these beautiful, dark, green leafy vegetables and fruits, and our body creates vitamin A. But what does vitamin A do? In addition to being an amazing hormone, which modulates those immune reactions.
I'm bringing up A, because I want to get back to A. You're right, I've missed that. I've seen that literature.
Yeah.
You mentioned C. Why is zinc so key? Or you're talking about other stuff right now.
Well, zinc inhibits these viral replication processes, okay? And zinc, as you said, is essential. If you're going to take the hydroxychloroquine, and I want to talk about that, but let me just finish with vitamin A. The reason vitamin A, again, it's not taught in medical schools, people really don't talk about it, is vitamin A is extremely important because it builds cytokeratin. It literally builds walls around our cells. So if you think about it from a prophylactic standpoint, you stop the viruses from even impinging on coming on the cell surface, right? First of all, the virus has got to learn. It's got to come in. So the vitamin A builds these cytokeratin, essentially little walls around all cells. There's some beautiful pictures which I've shared in one of my videos. If it makes it through, then the virus then has to get in through the ACE2 receptor, which is COVID-19. And then when it goes in, you have vitamin D literally knocking it out. Now, the point is vitamin D and A are supporting you prophylactically in an amazing way because, A, they're stopping the virus from coming in through vitamin A, and vitamin D is an antimicrobial, particularly high dosage. Let's talk about hydroxychloroquine. Now, it's been out there, but we have to understand that it is a pharmaceutical alternative. The Faucis of the world want to go vaccines, vaccines, vaccines. But the hydroxychloroquine, you know, there's still these sharks around there which want to still figure out a way to pharma to get in. It has some very powerful beneficial properties, no doubt. It stops glycosylation. So when that virus tries to land and connect to that ACE2 receptor, Alex, it inhibits glycosylation because glycosylation needs to take place so the virus can even get in. So that's very good. If it gets in, hydroxychloroquine is also very valuable for stopping the RNA replication for the virus transport so it can't get out. And furthermore, it also helps modulate the cytokine storm. But as you just brought out, it's not that effective without zinc. Zinc is extremely important. By and unto itself, hydroxychloroquine has nearly 61 different side effects. Okay? So, as people are starting to, you know, let's say a hospital worker believes they were exposed to someone, or you think you got exposed to someone, the thesis is that you give the hydroxychloroquine ahead to protect them. My point is, okay, that's one solution. The other thing is, none of these guys are talking about vitamin D and vitamin A. Okay?
I'm not a doctor like you, but reading the literature, if you take hydroxychloroquine and zinc isn't there, it's going to push other chemicals and things and cause exactly. Side effects. That's what doctors are saying. You've got to have high levels of zinc. They debate this. Some say 100 milligrams, some say 250, but it can hurt kidneys. No one, I've talked to like 5 or 6 medical doctors, will give me a straight answer, doctor, on how much zinc per pound. Let's say you weigh 200 pounds. How much zinc would you take to front load so you don't get sick? If you are sick, what do you take?
Yeah, so the issue is, you know, when you get to around 90 milligrams for a human being, right, for a typical adult, you're getting to a very, very high dosage point. But the point is, the hydroxychloroquine solution, I'm not going to attack it hard, but it does have side effects. The alternative prophylactic.
So you're saying up front, if you have vitamin D3, if you have vitamin D3 A and vitamin A. C, and you're in like Flynn.
You're protected. Think about you're wearing armor.
So let me ask this next question. How do you want to give people a solution? The audience knows this, and I'm glad you here are breaking it down so eloquently. I'm glad the White House is listening to you and others. Let me ask this question. What do you make of the media attacking the president, anybody that says this?
Well, look, what's happening, Alex, is big pharma. You know, my company, Cytosolve, it's a technology to model molecular pathways. We help figure out how to understand how medicines work faster, cheaper, and faster. The reason that we created that, obviously, was in the natural products, but we had hoped that these pharma companies would want to eliminate toxicity. The reality is pharma companies, everyone needs to listen to this carefully, are going out of business. Their pharmaceutical drug compounds, year over year, they put more and more money into R&D, and even the FDA is not allowing it out because
and
of the
supplements
toxicity.
Are going straight up.
It's the supplements, $240 billion industry in functional foods. People
because
want
that's the natural thing God gave us, the earth gave us, Mother Nature,
exactly.
Versus their BS.
Versus their BS, and the problem is they see this movement of people moving to want to take care of their lives, decentralize.
And that's why they're coming in. You're going to take shots. We're going to ban everything.
Exactly.
You got to do what we say because this is their death throes. I agree.
It's top-down medicine. So their only alternative is vaccines. Why vaccines? Because, A, they don't need to go through the same
stringency. Hold on. Five more minutes with us. And this is so important. You've been on politics. You're great there, but you're really good on this. Join me tomorrow if you can. I'll do 5 more minutes with you in a second. By the way, folks, I've been selling vitamin D3 and PQQ and CoQ10 and DNA Force for years. So I'm not promoting this now because of this. I'm not saying it's a treatment. Any of this, if you already have this stuff, your body's run down. I'm saying it's what your body needs. It's essential, period, to be healthy. Okay? So if you got an iron jaw, somebody can punch you in the jaw, you're not going down. So it's not that I'm saying you're not going to get punched. You want the iron jaw. I take DNA Force Plus. I take Real Red Pill Plus. We have our great winter sun, vitamin D3, organic, under the tongue, get higher absorption. A lot of folks have gut issues. They don't absorb it right under the tongue instead of the blood vessels. Put it there, wait. I'm high as a kite, man. If I knew about supplements when I was playing football or I was in college, I was running 6 miles almost every day, lifting weights 2 hours. I mean, I look like Bruce Lee. You might see the photos. I didn't feel this good. I'm 46 on all these supplements. I feel like freaking King Kong, man. And my libido's better than I was 20.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.